This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A company that a lot of us have probably never heard of until right about now, and that includes me, was just valued at almost $2.5 billion. Project 44 is the company. It's a startup, and it just raised $240 million in funding at that $2.5 billion valuation. Because why? Because it helps other companies track shipments through the global supply chain, the latest entrant in the supply chain improvement industry. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on the How Stuff Gets Where It's Going desk today.
So I ran up the street to get some of my favorite protein bars from the store.
They do not have the one that I want.
So I got the super gross one instead because I was hungry.
So I knew they would be out because they're always out. They always have the peanut butter flavor that no one likes, but they don't have the good one, which is the chocolate one.
The reason that something doesn't show up on the store shelf, yeah, there can be a lot of reasons for that.
Ed Baraball is a partner at McKinsey. He says one reason can be a kind of blindness on the part of a manufacturer in understanding the supply chain that they are a part of.
Understanding not who just their immediate suppliers are, the people they buy from, but their supplier supplier and their supplier supplier supplier.
Like sometimes your protein bar can be all ready to go, but then the people who make your wrappers ghost you and you didn't see it coming.
Over 90% of companies say that they would like to improve their supply chain resilience, but only 2% of companies say they feel like they have the visibility they need.
Because sometimes your suppliers don't want to tell you who their suppliers are. Sometimes it's a business secret. And in normal times, that was usually fine. But after a trade war and a pandemic, it is definitely not fine anymore. And an entire industry is arising to help businesses see their supply chains better. Some provide software, some use big data and AI.
If you tell me what supply chain you want to map, I'll give you a picture of that from the outside.
These companies are sometimes valued in the billions of dollars, and manufacturers are also just plain paying more attention and asking more questions about their supply chains. Eric Oak is a senior trade analyst with S&P Global.
The future of supply chains really is this visibility. It's being able to know where your goods are at all times, what your suppliers are planning.
Which means that a couple years from now, when all of this is behind us, we might have much better supply chains. And I can have my chocolate protein bars. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.